Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
134 in Edmonton, Royal Pizza, Pizza Pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50-plus years. For a menu and a list of their 13 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Stauffer recommendation, Mediterranean chicken. We head to our Oilers Now headliner today for our friends at Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Trent and Wilhauk, you can search for them at Wilhauk today. We welcome back to the show Edmonton area product that willed himself to a 400-game NHL career for the last decade or so on the Washington Capitals broadcast. Some listeners like him, some not so much. L. May. Hello, Al. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I don't care about the listeners that don't like me, Bob, because the ones that do far outweigh those guys. So
there you go. There you go. Yeah. Now, are you poolside right now? Because it sounds like you're outside somewhere.
I'm trying to be in the quietest spot of the pool, so hopefully there's not too much background noise. And you know how these phones are nowadays; they get all the background noise, not enough to the front.
There you go. They pick up everything. All right, let's get right after it. Vegas Golden Knights. Kelly McCrimmon's built a big, tough team. Colorado Avalanche. Joe Sakic and George McPhee and Kelly McCrimmon have built a big, tough team. Joe Sakic, Chris McFarland, Craig Billington, they got a tremendous team in Colorado. Last night, 4-0 game, Ryan Graves fills in Matthias Janmark, knocks him out of the game. Vegas is down 4-0. There's chasing. L, to me, Graves has got to read that situation and drop the flippers with the first guy that comes his way. He didn't do that. And they went after him the rest of the night until the point that Ryan Reeves took a match penalty on a late in the game. Am I thinking of it from too old school of a perspective here, that Graves has got to take the fight or what?
You're way too old school. It's 2021. It's the playoffs. And in the playoffs, you have a lot of guys with playoff muscles. And the game is so much from when I played, when you were playing, you know, it's completely different now how all these things happen. And even when I played in the playoffs, you had to be really smart, tactically, intelligently, how you made people pay for things. And Ryan Graves, it was plus 40 or 50 a couple years ago. He doesn't drop the gloves. He primarily plays when McKinnon's line's on the ice. And he is a little bit of a bully. You know, he throws big hits. He never answers the bell. On the other side of it, you know, the big thing now is everyone complains. There's a big hit in the game, and all of a sudden the nearest guy to the hit drops his gloves and goes after the guy who threw a perfect hit. So it's one of those situations where I think Ryan Reeves didn't read it properly. He went over the top with what he did. I have no problem with him going the pushing and the shoving, the helmet, you know, grabbing the guy and muscling him up. But, you know, the stuff he did on the ice was senseless. It looked like, to me, first it was like a knee to the head, and then he looked like he'd put a knee to the throat, and I thought that was garbage. And I was watching the game with the sound off last night, and that told me all I needed. I didn't need any broadcaster to influence me any way. I expected him, and I thought the ref had a lot of balls in calling a 9-minute power play to him and then giving the misconducts out the way that he did. I thought the referee actually handled that right. So in 2021, you can't be a dinosaur. You got to be really smart about how that. Colorado Avalanche are the fastest team in the National Hockey League, and you just need to play a smarter brand of hockey. And they're lucky there was only one power play goal scored at the end of the game, because I was kind of hoping that Colorado jacked it up to 10.
All right, so you don't think the guys in the Colorado bench are sitting there looking at Graves going, just take a fight with Carrier or take a fight with Brown or somebody. Get this done and over with, and then we can get back to playing.
No, you know what? And I don't know. Has that Carrier ever had a fight? I'm not sure, because he pushes and shoves a lot in those scrums because his right winger is a monster. And, you know, to me, you look at a guy like Reeves, and, you know, he's the number one bully in the National Hockey League, and he's 100% a fourth-line guy. And yep. As Evander Kane said, you want him on the ice as much as you can, 20 minutes a game. He's not going to help you out. He crossed the line, and, you know, the one game for the match, I think he should get more. You know, so it's one of those things. And I don't mean to be hypocritical, because I made a living, and I got out of junior hockey by playing tough and sticking up for my teammates. I got out of the minor leagues by playing tough and sticking up for my teammates. And I do believe in that, but I think you also have to be smart. I played on Calgary at the end of my career, and the way we were coached there, the last playoffs that I played in the National Hockey League or watched, the team retaliated on everything. They were a first-place team 4 years in a row. They retaliated on everything. They didn't understand what tough hockey was. It was the stuff between the whistles in the playoffs, not after the whistles. And it just, to me, right now, you don't have to drop your gloves with anyone. Washington had a big, tough team this year. Didn't help them too much in the playoffs. They were bounced in five. So I think you have to evolve with the game. And if, you know, Vegas wants to go out and try to make payback again, you know what's going to happen? Colorado's going to put up another 7-8 goals on them and just skate the living daylights out of them and outclass them in every regard.
Yeah, I find this interesting, Al, because I think it needed to be a little bit incumbent upon Gray. I'm not making Graves out to be, you know, like let's establish right now. I think it should be a multiple game suspension of Ryan Reeves for what he did. I'm saying the situation gets avoided if Graves just takes the fight after the hit. Like, but you're saying
what? He's played pro hockey for 6 or 7 years now. And yep. I think he had 1 year in the AHL, probably because he's 6'5 or something like that, 6'6".
Right, yep.
And he had about 60 or 70 penalty minutes, and guys were probably shaming him into fights. He probably felt like he had to. You know, if you're a good coach, and, you know, Bednar is a Western Canadian kid. You know, he grew up playing tough hockey. When he played in the minor leagues, he played tough hockey. All of his teams have played a smart, fast brand of tough hockey. But now he's got this team, and he's evolved. You know, I'm telling Graves, if he's that important to that first-line success, to move the puck, to be there for his partner, to bump pucks over to Makar, you know what? Tell everyone to take a hike. You don't have to answer the bell with anyone. The game has changed. You know what? You have so many guys in media, social media, that go on the attack. You know, so if Graves fights him, there's going to be half the world. Well, we'll say more than that. They're going to be after him for fighting because he let Reeves decide. So I was always a believer, even back when I played, I decide when I fight, not my coach, not the other team, not the other team's coach.
Okay.
And there are times you have to walk away from the dance, and there are the times that you force it. And to me, Graves didn't have to, and I thought Reeves just went across because
he went way too far. There's no question.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
It looked bad. It looked bad. All right, switching focus. How does Connor McDavid? We haven't had you on since the Oilers got eliminated. How does Connor McDavid play two playoff series in a row? Four games against Chicago, four games against Winnipeg. He played 120 minutes in those four games because of the overtimes. He never draws a power play for Edmonton. How is that even feasible?
Well, obviously Winnipeg worked the referees before every game because I watched the games and I thought it should have been call after call. And just because he's too fast doesn't mean you should be able to hook and hold him. So on the other side of everything, I don't care that it's Connor McDavid. I believe it's a penalty is a penalty. And a penalty is a penalty from the puck drop, the opening puck drop, to when overtime ends. Whatever it is, I think penalties, this managing the game garbage to me is, you know, pushing and shoving and, you know, handing out tens or doing what you're supposed to. And you know what? He obviously should have had more power play opportunities. I saw him being hooked, held, hit late, obstructed, and they weren't doing their job. And for that, we don't get to watch the best offensive player in the National Hockey League play any more playoff games. And, you know, on a team that needs, you know, Edmonton needs Connor McDavid to get his offense because it's 100% reliant on those two top players. You know, because after that, everyone really struggles to create offense. Those two guys, if you let them play the game within the rules, which they do, they're going to get on the board and they're going to hurt you. So there was too much obstruction. There was too much. And I just really fault the referees for not doing their job in those instances. And it's funny, you could go into a court of law and show hooking penalties all day long and non-calls, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. It's unbelievable, really. And that, to me, is where that part of the game needs to be managed way more.
See, they'll sit there, the list, you know, the fans that aren't Oilers fans, and you're singing to Oilers fans' ears right now, Al, you know that. But the Oilers haters, and we have some that listen to the show, say, oh, it's a loser's lament, you lost in four straight. But you lost basically 4-1 goal games, 3 that went in overtime. And if you just call a penalty, one more penalty each game for the obvious stuff, Edmonton's got the best power play in the league. Maybe you're having a different result during the course of the game. Or is that too simplistic of a perspective to have?
Well, that's way too simple. That, you know, I go back to years ago, and I thought when I was a kid growing up watching the Oilers, I remember the very first season that the Oilers were in the NHL and Philadelphia came to town. Philadelphia was my favorite childhood team until that night. And I saw Bobby Clark, who was my all-time and still is my all-time favorite player, basically water ski behind Gretzky all game. He had a stick on him the entire game. He had a hand in his jersey. And the referees let him get away with it.
Nothing.
The Oilers tied that game. Yeah, the Oilers tied that game. I think it was 3-3. Had some real good drama in it. And I just look at, you know, even back then, you know, the interpretation of the rules, it's absolutely ridiculous a lot of nights. So, you know, Oilers fan or not, when I watch every team play, I'm watching games, I yell at the television when the right calls aren't being made. I yell at the television when the right plays aren't being made up, different players. And I believe that part of the game has to be way more consistent. I'm a little emotional, but I believe that the referee's got to be held to a higher standard. I believe the players always have to be coaches. And to me, consistency is what everyone wants. If they want WWE quality officiating, then they got that in the first round at Edmonton and Winnipeg.
Well, I do think it played a little bit of a factor in that series. Winnipeg's depth came into factor and goaltending. You got a goalie with a .950 save percentage. Who do you got tonight between Toronto? Well, two questions. Who do you want to see win tonight, and who do you think will win tonight between Toronto and Montreal?
Well, this is going to offend your Leafs listeners, but I've always hated the Leafs. I didn't like playing in Maple Leaf Gardens. I thought it was overrated compared to the Montreal Forum. The Bell Center still, to me, is the jewel of the National Hockey League with the feels that you get inside when you're in there. Edmonton's got the best, of course, but the one that you feel different in is Montreal. I want Montreal to win this series because I don't like – there's a lot that I don't like about the Leafs, and I think Montreal is doing everything they can. You got to have a hot, great goalie, and they have that. And I just would love to see them pull it off because, you know, the Leafs are usually picked to win the Stanley Cup, you know, in July 2nd every year. They already have the parade after free agency day. So this year, whatever day free agency is, I'm sure they'll have a parade again. But I really want Montreal to come out and go on to the next round.
Pittsburgh and Washington have had challenges getting out of the first round since winning the – Pittsburgh got out of the first round once. They lost to Washington after winning in 16-17. Washington won the Cup. Next 3 years, Pittsburgh bounced out in the first round. Washington's been bounced out here the last couple of years. Does it just speak volumes to how hard it is to win, Al?
Absolutely. And, you know, I've said this on your show countless times over the years is – you know, you got to have all the right players, you know, right coaching, management, everything matters. And then you have to have the right systems. And then it comes down to you need luck and you need to be healthy. And I don't know where the health of the Pittsburgh Penguins was, but I know in Washington, you know, they were just too banged up and they should be announcing surgery after surgery soon. And they're an older team. And when you have any lower body injuries, it's tough to play your game. You can play the game with, you know, busted up hands, elbows, shoulders. But when you've got groin pulls, knee injuries, it's hard to play your game. But you need everything to work, and it's kind of like a magic potion. So the teams that go the farthest, they usually somehow keep their guys taped together somehow, and they get some lucky bounces here and there. And that's the top thing. You know, there is a lot of parity in the league, but you need that, you know, formulation, that, you know, the winner's stew of having all that, because you're not going to win the cup if you're too banged up, if you've got too many players out of the lineup. And that's why I look at the Boston Bruins. You know, they keep losing players. The Capitals tenderized them, battered them up, took 3 to 4 defensemen out at different times, and the injuries start to mount up. And I think the Bruins have a great system, and when they have all their players healthy, they're pretty tough to beat. But I don't know if they'll make it to the finish line with all the injuries that they're going to end up sustaining.
Al, enjoy the time outside at the pool. Thanks for joining us here in Oilers Now.
All right, take care, Stoff. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You bet. That is Al May from NBCSN, Washington Capitals analyst, longtime NHL player as well. When we return, We'll get to this day in Oilers history with a little bit of an audio.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Version. It's one of my favorite days ever. One of my favorite teams of all time. This is Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's pregame show. This is Rod Phillips reporting to you from the Northlands Coliseum in Edmonton. Tonight, it's the Edmonton Oilers and the Philadelphia Flyers. It's Game 7 of the 1987 Stanley Cup Championship Series. The winner tonight will carry with them the Stanley Cup. Here's Messier now to Anderson up on the right wing. Got by Carson to center into the Flyer zone. A pass to Nielsen. The Messier scores! Kevin Lowe's got it with 14 seconds remaining. He plays it off the boards to the Flyer line. McCrimmon jamming it for the Oilers line. Here is the count.
There you go, on this date, one of my favorite days, May 31st, 1987. Watch the game in Clearwater, British Columbia. It was a Sunday. Glenn Anderson, Mark Messier, Yari Curry all beat Flyer goaltender Ron Hextall, who was brilliant for Philly. Oilers beat Philly 3-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final in front of the Northlands crowd. The Oilers fired 43 shots on Hextall to beat the Flyers for the second time in 3 years in the big dance. Great job there in the matchup, Brendan Escott. Again, you can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. This texter, Bill in Drayton Valley. I know a Bill in Drayton Valley. Played for the Southside Athletic Club. Bob, Al May was bang on today in everything he said. Great guest and very smart. Gord says, Bob, Al May is my new favorite. Love the comments about the Maple Leafs. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Rob says, the only true way to get fair officiating is to call the rule book. If the refs allowed to make allowances, they're no better than a French figure skating judge. Going back to 2002. There you go. Oilers GM says, that's why I love Al May. He says it like it is. And if we had more media like him, maybe the game management wouldn't be a thing. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. All right. Coming up, we'll see what Reed Wilkins has got inside sports shaking tonight at 6 to 8 p.m. Brendan, what has he got rolling with?
You'll hear from Jack Michaels, Bakersfield Condors forward captain Brad Malone, and Brian Blessing from Sportsbook Radio and Vegas Hockey Hotline.
Tomorrow, Sportsnet's Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta. Live racing is back at Century Mile Friday and Sunday evening. No fan access at this time, but you can watch and wager online at hbibet.com. Post time at 6:15. By the way, the province in Edmonton, high of 6,100 active cases at on May the 5th. We got down to 2,126 as of yesterday. And the province was at 1.6 million vaccinations to start on May 1st. We are now currently at 2.76 million vaccinations. Let's keep her going in the right direction there. Up next, the Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then 6:30 CHED Afternoons with Jay Lynn Nye. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.